This is episode 1538. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I hope you are doing well this week as we continue with a beautiful theme to launch you into the end of the year holiday festivities, and that is the theme of forest bathing. And we are following along with some of the concepts that Melanie Chokas Bradley shared in her book, The Art of Forest Bathing. In today's episode, you are going to be guided in a meditation technique to help you feel more grounded. And that is really what forest bathing is all about. Forest bathing is a concept also known as Shinrin Roku from Japan. It was developed in the 1980s, and it has become a cornerstone healing modality in Japanese medicine. So forest bathing is a powerful way for you to take your meditation ritual on the road with you, to bring it off your cushion and into your everyday life. And as I shared with you in yesterday's episode, you can do Shinrin Roku or forest breathing whether or not you are in a forest with tall green trees. Of course, that is the ideal because those trees release phytoncides, and these, when inhaled, nourish your body. In fact, in Japan, the effects of forest bathing and breathing in these phytoncides has been shown in some cases to reduce the size of tumors. So as you do some forest bathing, you are not only benefiting your mental and emotional awareness, but you're also benefiting your body. And forest bathing, it's important to keep in mind, is not so much about walking or hiking as it is about engaging your senses. So it's a walk in nature where you engage your senses. You inhale the air around you. And as you inhale those phytoncides, you release oxygen into the air, which helps plants with photosynthesis. So it's a symbiotic relationship, this give and take of nourishment with the trees. Now, could you do the same thing in a shopping mall, a crowded shopping mall filled with people rushing around for the holidays? I tried that, and you absolutely can. And you can even do this regardless of what you may be going through in your life. So you don't have to be up for this maybe more challenging task to ground yourself, even in a crowded shopping mall. I was walking through an incredibly crowded shopping mall, and I focused on the colors that I found soothing and the sights that brought me peace. So in a Godiva chocolate store, there was a display amongst all the blaring music and loud colors around me. There was a quiet display of Christmas there. You may find this in unusual places when you look. And also, as I was listening, I started to engage my hearing to where I would filter out the sounds to listen carefully to subtle noises. And what I found was a scuffling sound of people walking past me, even rushing past me. It creates a muffled rustling sound. Try this. And I also noticed the smells and the air. This was an outdoor shopping mall. It's a beautiful shopping mall near my home. And I found that I could find this peace and a sense of feeling grounded right there in the midst of shopping and merchandising at full tilt. So see what you can do in your world. Can you find some peace in a meeting you are not looking forward to going to by listening maybe to the hum of a fan in the room or looking outside at the clouds while of course still being engaged in the meeting and noticing the softness in certain people's features and their quality of voice? Try this and you will receive those grounding benefits that forest bathing offers you. And even people who are sick and healing in a hospital, if they have a view from their room of a tree or a patch of lawn or even the sky, they tend to heal better and more quickly. And people who don't have a view connected with nature. So when you settle yourself down into your meditation today, I encourage you to do a first chakra focus, which is right at your tailbone, where you sit down and connect yourself and ground yourself as you meditate. This is your first chakra, which also influences your feet, your legs, those areas of your body that ground you, connect you to the earth. And feel the qualities within yourself that are grounding. We have our full guided meditations, which you can receive free for 2 weeks, access to the full meditations for this series and all 1600 meditations on the Sip and Om meditation app, plus a journal. It's a forest bathing journal and a guide with the different techniques I've shared with you throughout the week, organized so you can grab a technique or two when you're feeling a little stressed. Again, that's the Sip and Om meditation app. So now go into your own meditation, feeling grounded and connected, knowing as always, you are so worth slowing down for.